Wednesday, and one of my favorite things to talk about is money and investing.
Yes.
All right. So we were talking to Jill Courtney earlier, and we were talking about 401ks, IRAs, not knowing if you have mutual funds, what your money is invested in. Sometimes it's like 500 different things that, you know, are pieces of investments.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you guys about your investments.
Right.
And if you're aware of like things that you're invested in. So, Mano?
Crypto.
Crypto. Okay. How's that working out? The crypto, like you did it at a good time, did it?
I invested in crypto at a time when it was, I felt like it was doing well, but now it's not. It's not.
Did you ever buy anything with it, or did you leave it?
I just left it there.
Okay.
And I, remember I told you I got scammed.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
$60,000, is it?
Yeah. I got scammed. Investing in five, I caught information about this thing called Palantine, and I invested in that. And I had made some money off that. I made maybe like $30,000 off of that.
Okay, that's a good feeling.
Yeah,
because people be scared to invest because it is still like gambling. Mm-hmm. It's a risk.
It is definitely,
you know.
Like
but
Vegas.
My rule is always do not invest more than you can afford to lose.
Right.
And so that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, what about you?
I do have some investments, some stocks with my business partner, but I'm about to do a big investment with you.
Yes, indeed. I'm proud of you.
I put my money up. It's probably the most money I've invested.
And I'm scared. Yeah. I feel quite responsible for you.
Well, I invest in people, so yeah. I don't really invest in I don't invest so much in, you know, I mean, it is a good deal, but, you know, you're my friend, and I trust you, and
you know, like, I'm going to try to protect it as much as, because my money's invested,
yeah,
too.
Your
and that's
is.
Another thing, right, when you think about investing, is the other person investing, too?
Right.
That's important.
Yeah, you really are investing, so yeah. I can't wait when we can actually talk about it once the deal is
hopefully
done.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, and one thing I learned from my business partner in private label, that's the hair company I have in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, listen, Angela, I only partner with people if they put up money too.
Yeah.
And that is an important thing because sometimes people will try to get you to put up the money.
Everybody like to use other people's money.
Yeah.
I like to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love
but
to
he
do
was
that.
Like, you know, when we did our business together, he was like, you know, I put in some money too because everybody got to have something at stake because sometimes if people don't put up money, they don't give it.
Right. Yeah. It's different when you don't have money. When somebody else is not putting up the money because they don't have nothing to lose.
All right, well, let's get into it. Telfar is joining us, and he's invested in himself as a designer, and he's going to talk about what he's doing when it comes to pricing and these amazing Telfar products. It's way up with Angela Yee.
Going way up, turn up with Angela Yee.
No, we watch it.
Understand I can't take you everywhere I'm going. I've been in the field like a treasure of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, think what we're doing. Travel around the world. Over the phone, I'll be sure. I get my money when I be good. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel. When I'm loaded like traveling around the world, over the phone, jumping to you. I get my bottle on the pill. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
She thinks she being a son. She keep a kick in her bag. She thinks she being a son. The VX rocks with the cash. She thinks she being a son. Came out of with the bag on north. I can't get into the gossip. Can't see me in binoculars. Running a check up, I'm proud of you. Running a racks up, I'm proud of you. I bet EC food.
Check out my phone and YouTube. No, did you book a return trip? Because we don't have any return trip. She said it should be, because I asked about that. They said that they didn't have a round trip for you scheduled. So I'll find out. Because I did ask that question when they gave me your trip.
Okay. She not my main thing, but on the weekend she live in my crew.
If it is, they may not have booked it correctly, so I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, but normally the way it's
scheduled. You come back, right?
Yeah, normally we would come back because that's how we wouldn't sit and wait. We would go sit back. But the person that actually handles the trips told me, I asked if you had a round trip. He said he didn't see you, you know, another trip booked for you.
Back,
so
she said it should be a round trip.
I'll find out. I would have them check to see if they booked the round trip, but I'm gonna ask as soon as you get out to find out what they did. They may not have booked it right. Yeah, right here, this one. Yep.
She love me now. I hate they got this.
Yeah. that's crazy. Most of you don't know how to drugs. I need a sign. Let's see.